A wedding photographer has sparked a bit of a debate online after revealing her biggest pet hate about shooting on the big day. She says she's fed up of wedding guests ruining her professional shots by trying to take their own pictures using their phones. Addressing her post to The Girl with the iPhone, she said, "Not only did you ruin my shot, but you took this moment away from the groom, father of the bride and the bride." What do you think? Does she have a point? Or, well, 0-30-30-80-55-55. We pay a lot of money quite often when you're getting married for that. So is it their responsibility to get the perfect shot, regardless of what other people are doing in the background? On the line now, we have commentators Fionnuala Meredith and Siobhan O'Connor. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Fionnuala, we'll start with you. Again, you know, it's a fortune. It can be like thousands of pounds to get your photographs taken. So surely the responsibility is with that person to get the right shot without someone in the background taking their own snap.
Well, I do sympathise with the photographer in this case because that's their job. They're trying to get the images. That's what they're paid all that money for. But actually, I think this whole situation is symptomatic of something far bigger, which is that weddings have gone completely insane, to my mind. The amount that people spend on them is just gargantuan. Not everybody, of course, but there's a real trend for that. And it seems to me it's all about, or it often is all about, display and all the surface stuff.
Oh, that's very cynical, Fionnuala Meredith.
You know what? You know what? It's actually not. It's actually because I'm pretty romantic. I actually think it should be about the love. And I don't think all this big display of, you know, colour-coordinated sugar almonds and spending 5 hours getting your photograph taken at vast expense, what the heck has that got to do with love?
I think if you want to spend your money, if it's your cash, spend it how you want. And,
sure.
and what is it for you to tell people you should have your wedding a certain way? Maybe they want that way.
That's fine. I mean, people can make their own decisions. But to me, there's something almost grotesque about the amount of money that is thrown at weddings. It's one day in your life. It's one day. And actually, it's the start of your married life. And as someone who's been married quite a long time, I tell you what, your rest of your married life is nothing to do with your wedding day. Yes, sure, everybody wants to have a lovely day.
Okay.
And really enjoy themselves with their family and friends. But let that be the point. Not all this, you know, palaver and paraphernalia around it.
Okay, Siobhan O'Connor from the Irish Mirror. Let's go back and initially we'll come back to the issue of weddings in general. But when it comes to photographs, do we all feel like we are our own photographer and we have to get that photograph? Otherwise, it's like we've not been there. You see it at concerts as well. People, they're not looking at what's happening. They're looking through a screen.
Vinny, you're right there. But Fionnuala's touched on a fantastic subject about the whole palaver about weddings. I completely agree with her there. No, this photographer is envious. This photographer has no right to give out to guests who are there to celebrate the occasion, who are there with their phones to take pictures. We're living in a technological age where phones are not going away. So therefore, it's up to the bride and groom to set the social media etiquette before the wedding. But this photographer is annoyed because she should have navigated that shot. She should have got there before the iPhone. But the point is, you know, is she a bit of a fossil? You know, can guests not celebrate the moment with the bride and groom as well?
Well, who's that photo for? Who do you reckon that person with the iPhone was taking that snap for? I doubt she was taking it to send it to the people getting married. It was for herself.
Of course she was, because that's what they do now. Everyone shares everything on WhatsApp. Everyone shares everything
Nonsense. After
the wedding on social media. And you know what? That shot that person could have taken with the iPhone could have been potentially far better than the professional photographer's shot. That's what's annoying the photographers, because right now we're all little mini budding photographers. And
yeah,
I guarantee you that bride and groom probably said to that friend, "Fantastic, thank you for that lovely shot. I know it was kind of ruined, the photographer's shot was ruined, but is it not the photographer's job to get in ahead of the iPhone? Should she not be positioned in a place where
it's difficult to do that? Everyone has a photo. I have been at ceremonies where the whoever's taking the ceremony says, "Please do not take your photographs until after. We will have a time for photographs, but don't be standing in the aisle, don't be standing up in your seat and taking pictures. You'll get your time at the end." So surely is that not a fair way to do it, Siobhan?
Well, you know, I got married years ago, Vinny. It didn't go well. I'm separated. And the amount of shots that came in from friends, I was absolutely delighted, because they were far more natural, far more organic than the actual professional photographer. And this is the point. The professional photographer is professional. They should be able to navigate the crowd. The bride and groom is up to them to say when and when the guests can take the photos. And if the guests don't comply, well, then they're not really true friends. I'm sure that person is mortified now who took the photograph. is living in fear of potentially getting abuse online. I mean, that went viral, that photographer's big rant. People are giving out. People are also siding with the person who took the iPhone pic and saying, look, it's up to everyone at the ceremony to have, you know, to have a little photo, a little moment. And also, I think it's very, if you're the bride and groom, it's lovely to see the guests are actually caring about you. And it's a little bit of your moment of in the spotlight to be photographed by your friends as well. It's up to the photographer to do it professionally. And, you know, she has lots of time. That walking down the aisle, how long? It takes you ages to walk down the aisle.
Yeah, but if you've got, if you've got a couple hundred people in there and they're all trying to take a picture, it's like dominoes. How do you stop them all?
But sure, the photographer should be in front of the couple. The photographer should be professional enough to get that professional photo. I mean, you're not. That girl wasn't hanging out the side of the aisle. She was just with her phone, you know. Like, she wasn't actually moving into the middle of the aisle. She hadn't wore a cuff on
okay.
to do that.
Well, Fionnuala, why do you think people, they feel the need to have their own memento and they'll take it whenever they want? And again, going back to concerts and stuff like that, I have seen people and they basically watch a concert that they've paid to go and see someone live or as live, and they've watched it through a screen.
Precisely. You see people do that all the time, and you think, why'd you pay the money for the ticket? You're just mediating your own experience. And I suppose that's what I'm trying to say about weddings as well. If you turn it into this sort of display, the point of it is that, you know, whether it's the official photographs or whether it's people taking their own photographs and videos, the point of it is some kind of over-the-top display. Well, does that not massively get away from the point of the whole thing? Hang on a second.
You know what?
But, you know, just one sec. So I think it's actually about, you know, to my mind, people, of course, are going to spend their money whatever way they want. I don't think they'll be too worried about what I say. But I think the point of it for me is that wouldn't it be lovely if weddings got back to something much, much simpler and you didn't have the bride and groom. And I'm sorry to say, I think it is much more often the bride herself goes all brides and starts dictating.
It is.
And you know what's really... Starts dictating all these rules about how people are to behave, and you must take your photographs here or you must not take your photographs there. And, you know, goodness, lighten up.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a celebration.
Siobhan?
But Fionnuala, you've touched on something really important there. Tatler magazine in the South here brought out a whole entire guide for brides on social media etiquette. The brides themselves are obsessed with the whole thing, so much so that they're posting every 5 seconds. So therefore, why aren't the congregation also allowed to get involved? And I think you're right there. I think the brides are also guilty of this.
Okay.
And this is the age we live in. It's a technological revolution, and some photographer over in Texas isn't going to stop it.
Well,
we are an age of phones, and it's here to stay.
Okay, well, let's move away then and move on to the money element that Fionnuala brought in there and the amount of cash that is spent on certain events. Someone told me, I think this was online, about the First Holy Communion. And I remember this from years ago, but apparently they know someone that spent £4,000 on that, and that is not that surprising. And it's all new to me, but that's a figure that's there. And also, we did an item on my own programme last week about formals and proms. So whenever you're 16 or maybe 18, depending on where you go to school, and the average being spent there is £1,000. Now, that's for like your end of school dance. Now, that seems incredibly expensive to me, Siobhan.
Yeah, it's sort of feeding into the vacuous society where we've lost the big point on big issues and big sort of ceremonies, which are supposed to be, as Fionnuala touched on, about love or about, you know, coming of age or whatever. We've gone, it's almost like keeping up with the Joneses. Everything has to be playing out on social media. Everyone has to be bigger and better than the next door neighbour. And we are losing the point, and it's an awful way that society is going, but unfortunately that's the way it's going. And the only way to stop it is to get back to brass tacks and enjoy it, live in the moment. But the problem is, with the advent of technology and with everyone trying to be better than the next person and social media and Facebook and whatnot, everyone wants to put on a show. And I don't know what the solution is, but it's getting worse.
John in Lisburn. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Do you remember your formal? Or I doubt you called it a prom. I think that's an American thing.
We didn't have a formal in my day.
Why not?
I am in my sixth decade, and I think I'd agree with the thing that Siobhan there saying about it's materialism. We're a materialistic world, and I think the bottom line is here we need to get back to actually believing in God as far as marriage is concerned. Otherwise, it becomes just a bun fight, another event.
Well,
Fionnuala,
just John of a point there. If you're getting married, if you go to a church, for example, and you're having the ceremony there, really should that not be the main focus? Otherwise, get married somewhere else. Get married in a hotel.
Well, that's true. If you're going to go to a church and, you know, make these vows and you don't even believe in God, yeah, what is the point in that? But I don't think it's necessary to have a belief in God to have a meaningful marriage ceremony if you actually remember why you're getting married to that person and what it's all about. And, you know, making that choice to spend your life for this person that, that you love above all else. Because that's what I think is getting completely lost here, whether it's a religious or a secular ceremony. It's all becoming, yeah, to say, this huge over-the-top display.
Patrick, good morning. Patrick, go ahead.
Good morning. I just wonder, could these photographers, how do these photographers justify the exorbitant prices that they charge for wedding albums? You know, if anybody in this day and age is able to take a picture with a mobile phone.
It's not quite the same, is it, though, Patrick?
Why is it not the same? I mean, it might not be the same, but is it worth the difference? What would a wedding album cost nowadays?
But that's the trouble with the wedding industry in general, is that prices get massively inflated, not just for photographs, but for everything. Everybody's putting their hand in because brides and grooms are stupid enough to be coughing out these huge amounts of cash for stuff that's just flim-flam.
Why are you being mean on people that are wanting to get married? And why not direct that? But why not direct that criticism towards the people that are, as you say, inflating the prices?
Well, I think it's everybody's complicit, isn't it? Well, you know, whether it's the people actually buying the kind of, you know, coordinated coloured almonds or whether...
What is it with you and these almonds, Fionnuala Meredith?
I think it's a perfect...
You got a nut allergy?
No, I think I'm going to get one after all this. But no, I think it's a perfect example of just the kind of... It's so... What does it mean? It's so... It doesn't stand for anything. It's just flim-flam and surface, and a lot of it, to my mind, is pretty tacky as well, but that's like a whole other subject.
But they all... It's just... No, they all get it. It's a real anticlimax when the wedding's over then and you realise, oh, gosh, this is my lot now.
I've thrown $10,000 on one day of coloured almonds.
Patrick, Patrick, are you married, Patrick?
No, I'm single.
Well, I was going to ask what you paid for your wedding, but I can't know if you're single.
but I'm not really... I mean, it's a big day for the people who are getting married, but the exorbitant prices... After being charged for
I think the average spend here is around $30,000, or it's in the 30s.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, how can that be justified? I mean, how can people who are charging those couples on their big day, how do they justify those prices?
Yeah. And but I know people as well, Patrick, that have...
How do people justify paying that?
Yeah, but I know people that have got married and they spent a huge amount of money and they rent their own home now. They're trying to buy. I'm not saying you have to own a home, but if you're trying to buy, you know, that's really difficult. And then if you go out and spend, I don't know, say $30,000-$40,000 on a wedding, that's a huge... But maybe people think of it differently. In my head, I think, well, like, think of how many mortgage or rent payments that would be, and it's all gone on one day, and, you know...
Well, think how many holidays you could have, you know, in a nicer way. Think of all the places you could go. Think of all the things you could do.
Eddie and Lisburn. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, are we talking about the photographers or are we talking about the cost of weddings?
What would you like to talk about, Eddie? You can talk about pretty much whatever you want, just don't get me in trouble.
Righty-ho. I asked my wife to marry me on the 6th of July, and we got married on the 18th, 12 days later. Right?
This year? No,
it's no,
I was going
year,
to say, it's only the 16th.
This is 25 years ago, no.
Look, I was just about to congratulate you.
Before getting married 25 years ago. Thank you. As I say, I got married 25 years ago. I asked my wife to marry me on the 6th. We got married on the 12th. We got married 12 days later on the 18th. You still there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Look, oh, you're listening. So, see the money we saved? We've had our mortgage off in 10 years. See, if I'd have spent 6 months organising, or a year and 6 months colour coordinating the potatoes, I wouldn't get married. You know what I mean? I really wouldn't.
Is there a reason you got married so quickly, Eddie? Hold on a second. Hold on. Why did you get married so quick?
Well, we're living together. You know, we've been together for a while.
Yeah.
And I just said, yeah, well, you know, oh, we want to get married. And she says, yes, when do you want to get married? And I says, well...
And did you have the kind of wedding?
Married on the 18th.
Yeah, did you have the kind of wedding
there was
that you
my
want?
Family, because my immediate family, her immediate family, all our partners, and all the nephews and nieces. And
okay.
There was about 40 people.
And do you mind me asking what you spent on it?
I went into my mum's house on a Tuesday night and says, "We've got something to tell you. What's up? We're getting married. Ah, brilliant! All hugs and kisses. And have you set a date? Yes. When is it? Saturday.
What are you talking about, Saturday?
I said Saturday. Just turn up, put a suit on, weigh in, everything's done, and
I like that. That's lovely.
And,
you know what I mean?
And yeah. It's your anniversary then.
We drove down to the Antrim Coast.
Right.
Her uncle was a priest. He was a parish priest on the Antrim Coast, working on a wee chapel on the beach. And we drove down there and got married on a wee chapel on the beach.
Oh,
Eddie, you're an old romantic, aren't you?
Oh, you're so romantic.
Listen, you see all this money. It's not all about money.
Okay.
You don't have to have money to enjoy yourself.
Eddie, we're finishing the programme, so it's your anniversary in a couple of days. Would you like to send a message to your good wife?
Oh, yes. I love her immensely.
What's her name?
I hope she's listening to this. Una.
Una who?
Una Green.
Una Green. Eddie loves you, and happy anniversary for, what is it, Wednesday? Eddie, thank you. That's